do we in Michigan think about our military and about the support offered to vets by Washington and Lansing? We wanted to find out, so let's do as we say hello to Peter Pratt, who's president of Public Sector Consultants, our Michigan radio polling partner. Peter, just to get the ground rules straight in everyone's heads, who'd you survey, how many, and are they all over Michigan?
Yes, Cynthia, they're all over Michigan. We surveyed 400 likely voters and asked them a whole range of questions about veterans, their opinion of the way of veterans and how the government takes care of veterans.
All right, we'll start now with actually putting on a military uniform since 9/11 and serving in Iraq or Afghanistan. How many of us in Michigan have done it or had a family member or loved one serve?
Well, according to our poll, we had 22% who either served, you know, him or herself or had a family member who did. I mean, that may seem like a small number, but when you think about it in terms of the entire population of Michigan, that's roughly 10 million, then we're looking at more than 2 million, you know, or one-fifth of the population, at least one-fifth of the adult population, who have a family member who has served, you know, has served overseas, and that's just in Afghanistan and Iraq. Mm. That doesn't even take into account previous wars like Vietnam and Desert Storm.
Okay, because when I saw the number and I saw the no was almost 80%, I guess I was surprised by that. But then hearing you put it this way, some 2 million is a sizable chunk.
Yes, I mean, I have two nephews who served in Iraq, and you know, I guess not everybody, but a good number of people know somebody or have a family member as opposed to just knowing somebody, have a family member who did serve.
And then you ask people, suppose you're the parent of a child. What was that question?
We asked, if you're the parent of a child, would you see the military as an option, as a strong career option? And overwhelmingly, people said yes. 62%, almost two-thirds of the people we surveyed said that they could see the military as a career option. Those who identified themselves as Republicans were more supportive than those who identified themselves as Democrats. And interestingly, I think younger voters, that would be 18 to 34-year-olds, 71% of them said they would see it as a career option, which is higher than older adults.
Even considering there's an overseas conflict.
Absolutely. I mean, we don't like to speculate about why people answer the way they do because we're not really asking why you answered as you did. But, yeah. You know, this could very well be that there's a strong sense of patriotism. There may be a sense that the economy, while it's recovering, you know, in Michigan and nationally, that people, you know, young people feel like their options are more limited than they may have felt in a more robust economy. So there could be several different explanations for young people, you know, speaking as they did.
I'm talking with Peter Pratt, president of Public Sector Consultants, our Michigan radio polling partner. Let's pivot over to services for our vets. What were you trying to find out?
Well, we wanted to get a sense from the voting public whether they thought that the state and federal government were, you know, serving, adequately providing services to veterans. You know, there's been a lot of controversy around the Veterans Administration, especially around health care services, long waiting times. The U.S. Secretary of Veterans Affairs had to step down because of some issues with veterans' health. And so we wanted to get a sense both on the job, health, and other services that that veterans, you know, what people thought about whether, you know, the state government and federal government were adequately providing services.
So what did people think about the state of Michigan and how it's doing providing services to our returning veterans who are coming back from Iraq or Afghanistan?
53% said they didn't think Michigan, the state, was adequately providing services, but only 15% said they thought the state was adequately providing services, which means we have a large percentage of people who said they didn't really know. Mm-hmm. And I guess this isn't really surprising. You know, there's a fair amount of discussion in the media about veterans, but when it gets down to does the public really understand the services that are being provided to veterans and how, you know, adequate they are, a lot of the public feel they don't have enough information to make that judgment.
And then let's go to the federal government. How is Uncle Sam doing?
Well, in people's eyes, Uncle Sam is doing worse. A higher percentage said no about whether the federal government was adequately serving veterans. 69% said no, as opposed to 53% when we asked the question about state government. And again, the same number, 15%, said that the federal government was adequately providing services. So we still have a large percentage of don't knows, but with the federal government, more people said that they felt the federal government wasn't adequately providing services. And I would chalk this up to the attention that Veterans Health Services has gotten over the last couple of years.
What should we take from this poll, Peter?
I think there's a very strong sense that voters in Michigan support the military as a career, and they want to see us do more for veterans. The challenge is we have limited resources and competing priorities. You know, we've been spending a lot of time talking about roads funding in this state and the trade-offs that are going to be necessary, either in higher taxes or reduced services, to meet the needs of taxpayers. And so veteran services, although they're a very small part of the budget, are something that has to be taken into consideration. That's a part of the mix of public priorities. You would take from this that the public believes we should give more, we should be more supportive of veterans who've served our country and in many cases risked their lives overseas. But when it gets down to it, when we have to have a discussion in Michigan about where resources go, and that if resources go to one group, then they're probably going to have to be taken away to some extent from another group. That's where things get, I think, more difficult, and voters have more difficulty making those decisions.
Peter Pratt is president of Public Sector Consultants with the results of the latest Michigan Radio PSC opinion poll. Always great to talk with you, Peter. Thank you very much.
Thank you.